Hi, welcome to the Daf and Practice series. I'm Yishai Bain. I'm incredibly excited to begin this new journey with you through Shas. In this series, I, together with others, will present short 3 to 5 minute shiurim on practical, relevant, and hopefully interesting halachos related to that day's Daf. During the winter months, when Chatzos is relatively early, many times one can be confronted with a situation which he is approaching Chatzos, but he didn't daven Maariv yet. And the next opportunity to daven Maariv with a minyan is after Chatzos. And so the dilemma someone has is whether it's preferable to wait till after Chatzos, daven Maariv after Chatzos with a minyan, or daven b'yechidus, daven alone before Chatzos. Now we learned in today's Mishnah, Brachos Daf Beis, that the appropriate time to say Kriya Shema at night is until Chatzos. And that's what we pass in Shulchan Aruch, or Chaim Reish Lamed Hei Sif Gimel, that although someone is Yotze Kriya Shema Shalayla, to read Kriya Shema before Alos or before Nates, certainly, l'chatchila, ideally, someone should read Kriya Shema before Chatzos. And in fact, if someone delays until after Chatzos, we say he is overal Devrei Chacham, he is disobeying that which Chazal told us, that you're supposed to read Kriya Shema before Chatzos. And based on this, the Sefer Isha Yisrael quotes from Chaim Kanievsky, and Ben Zion Abba Shaul writes in Or Letzion, that if someone's confronted with the situation, which he has two options, either to wait till after Chatzos, to daven Maariv with a minyan, or to daven before Chatzos, without a minyan, it is preferable to daven before Chatzos, without a minyan. Because although there is tremendous value to davening with tzibur, davening with a minyan, they argue that someone shouldn't put themselves in a compromised situation in a b'di'eved davening in order to daven with a minyan. But others argue. I spoke to Shmuel Felder, and he felt that it would be more appropriate to daven Maariv after Chatzos with a minyan. And that is because although our Mishnah says that one shouldn't read Kriya Shema after Chatzos, and that's what the Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Reish Lamed Hei, that's specifically when it comes to Kriya Shema. There's a Prima Gadim, there's a Tzlach, and others that make a distinction between Kriya Shema and Maariv. That only by Kriya Shema, which is the mitzvah d'oraisa, it's a biblical commitment to read Kriya Shema, that's when Chazal made a siyag. However, when it comes to Maariv, which is only a mitzvah d'rabbanan, Tfilas Arvus Rishus, they didn't feel it necessary to make such a siyag. And therefore, if someone's confronted with this dilemma, whether he should wait till after Chatzos to daven Maariv with a minyan, or daven b'yechidus before Chatzos, he should daven after Chatzos with the minyan. However, all agree that even if you're going to wait till after Chatzos in order to daven Maariv with a minyan, you still have to read Kriya Shema before Chatzos.